Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eNiro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eNiro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I don't know the answer to that question, caller, whether parishes can avail of the government pandemic payments in any shape or form, be it for small organisations or PUP. John, when was this? When did this happen? You there, John?
Hello?
It was on the M50.
I was coming off the M50 the other day.
Okay.
On the Blanchardstown exit.
Right.
And I look over, and there, you know, in the middle of the spaghetti junction, and there's a fella on a scooter, taking down right around the roundabout, or spinning around those roads.
Now, he's not sitting on a scooter. He's standing.
No, he's standing
it's one of the new e-scooters.
Yeah, and he has one. He has a black helmet on.
Yeah.
And he's just standing there, going around the middle of that intersection. I don't know if you're familiar with that intersection.
Yeah, I am. Oh, it's massive.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're taking your life into your hands when you try and get
in the car. Like, you know what I mean? In the car, it's bad enough. Yeah.
And these scooters, the one, maybe it was different the one you saw. For example, they don't have mirrors, do they?
No.
So he can't.
This fella was just standing straight, going forward, and he was just doing his own thing.
And was he in high vis gear? They normally are.
No, not at all. No.
And the scooters are black, aren't they?
Yeah. That's all he had.
Well, he had clothes on, but they were dark clothes, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, God forbid, what would have happened if he had caused an accident or been the victim of an accident?
Well, you know, there's not bends on those, like, on that road there alone. Like, they're very sharp bends. Like, if someone is speeding on them, you can't control, you can't come out of lane.
Hmm.
So I think he was, I'm not sure if he's coming off the N4 or if he's going on to the N4.
And did anyone, well, you see, I'm very reluctant to even if I recognise someone on a bike, I would never, never, ever, ever beep them because they get a fright.
Yeah.
But did anyone courtesy tap him, so to speak, with
no.
the horn?
No, it was just like casual as he can go. Just sitting there, off he's gone. He's just doing his own thing, that's it.
Yeah. I presume it's illegal. Well, you can't drive with an N or an L plate on motorways.
Yeah, so you have
cannot.
To be...
You can't. Yeah. Isn't there certain motorbikes that aren't allowed on motorways?
That's right. It has to be over 50cc.
You obviously can't walk on a hard shoulder unless it's an emergency, and then you're supposed to stay not in your car, but near your car.
To the side of it. Yeah, that's right.
You can't cycle on motorways.
No, but sure, any of those lanes and that, he would have had to cross over junction lanes, if you know what I mean. There would have been car lanes. He would have had to cross over to get where he was going.
And then if you're coming from Knockmitten onto the Naistew carriageway where you're swinging, deciding whether you're going to go to the Naist Road, the Long Mile Road, I just often think I just close my eyes and hope for the best. It's so confusing. But he had a helmet on.
Oh, he had a helmet on. So, you know, I think it's one of those magical helmets that save you no matter what happens.
Yeah. But I presume if you had his helmet on, you couldn't see his face.
Well, you could see his face, Ollie, but now, I was going the opposite way to him, so I didn't really...
Okay.
I was like, Jesus, is that fucking for real? You know that way? Yeah.
Well, there are laws. Sorry, there are no laws. That's the problem, because people are... On the one hand, people are saying they're brilliant, especially during the pandemic. They're eco-friendly. They're safe in terms of you're travelling on your own. You don't have to worry about contamination. You don't need insurance, so you don't...
Well, these weren't. That wasn't a kid that was on that. That was an adult. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. It's primarily. Well, we had this awful case on Friday on the program where the child's electric scooter was robbed in St. Anne's Park.
That's the other
big thing at the minute. Okay, would you have been tempted to ring the Gardaí?
No, because there's no way you'd catch up on them quick enough, I'd say.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless they had cameras on it and they could identify him, that's the only way. But I don't think they'd be able to do that, or they'd bother even doing it.
And how could you chase a car? How could you chase an e-scooter on a gridlocked motorway?
It was actually moving. The traffic was actually moving. It wasn't even that it was gridlocked.
Where they can
gridlock would be actually safer.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually flown fairly well. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, John, well spotted. We'll ask the Garda Press Office what the laws are. Thanks indeed, John.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
I've no idea where, if the word home referring to a sniff, a whiff of another human that's unpleasant. It's greater than BO and it's greater than stale drink. It's a home. I don't know. I've no idea where I heard it. And I've no idea if it's peculiar to Dublin. Irene Conway, scooters are not peculiar to these e-scooters. What happened?
I was heading into James's Hospital. I'd gone past the main hospital.
In Dublin,
heading
yeah.
Towards, Dublin 8. Heading around to the private hospital for my scan. Mm-hmm. And a young person, female, on a scooter. I saw her sort of weaving a bit on the road.
Okay.
So it's a very busy junction because, bear in mind, you've got people coming to the hospital for the first time, don't know where they're coming. There's people coming from the Lewis. There's deliveries to the labs around the corner. Mm-hmm. There's,
it's busy, 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 yeah.
It's a very busy junction. So, of course, I thought, oh, my God, where is she going? Mm-hmm. So instinctively then I swerved.
Right.
And then we heard this loud thud.
Wow.
So I burst the front left tyre. Mm-hmm. And she sort of looked back but kept on scooting. So I, 2 days later or so, AA came. Thank God I've got them. And they came and they sorted me out after my scan. And then I went to a place I knew in Dublin and I got the tyre changed and I went back home to Wicklow and it was fine.
And,
but,
yeah.
Go on, ask me.
No, sorry. Irene, was the person, the woman on the scooter, was she okay?
Yeah, yeah, she was fine.
She wasn't knocked off
her? No, there was nobody was hurt except my car, right?
Okay.
And the stress of that, if you know what I mean.
I know, and you were on the way to a hospital appointment, for God's sake.
Yeah, for a bloody scan I get every 3 months. Like, you know, you're anxious enough anyway, you know, as are most people at a hospital.
Yeah, of course.
But police station are not interested because nobody was hurt. So...
And do you know that for a fact? You reported it?
Yes, I did. I rang Rialto. And I was actually on to the hospital this morning about another appointment. And I said, look, who can I talk to at the hospital?
Yeah.
And they said, look, ring the switch and ask for, and I haven't gone yet, the CEO's office.
Right.
And
what would you be saying to the CEO?
What did you say to them? And why are you allowing scooters, you know, on the busy roads in the hospital?
Yeah.
And can anything be done about it? But I don't normally make phone calls about things, or this really
and how did
just
your tire,
got to me.
And by the way, when you do your 3 monthly scan, do you get the results there and then, Irene?
No, I don't. I'm getting my results this Wednesday. So,
yes, that's a worry for you. That's what I mean.
Well, yes, it is a concern, you know. But I hit the curb.
Oh, that's how you burst.
So that's where I burst. But had there been somebody on that curb, they could have been hit.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't know. But what I'm saying is, do we have to wait until somebody is injured before something is done about this?
But you see, the tragedy, and it's happened in London, that's a tragedy. If anyone was injured or killed, it'd be a terrible tragedy. But the probability is that it will be somebody on a scooter that will be
the first
victim,
exactly,
because they're so vulnerable.
They don't have any protection around them. Yeah.
Okay. I hope this results in a scan. Is it? You say it's a 3 monthly, and is it? You have to wait a week every 3 months for the results, Irene.
Usually, yeah, because the results come in, you know. So.
Okay.
No, but that's not why I'm ringing. Anyway.
I know that, I hope once again the results are positive on Wednesday.
Yeah,
but
great.
Thanks. Safe travelling, Irene, and safe and good health. Thanks indeed.
Okay.
Joe, bye-bye.
Joe, bye-bye.
Joe at rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Patsy McCoy, you have 40 seconds, Patsy.
Joe, it's the scooters thing, you know, they're lethal. You know, I spoke to guards 3 months ago.
And you're a driving instructor.
I am indeed, I spoke to you before, Joe, a number of times. But the guards told me 3 months ago at least that there is a law in place to seize these scooters, and there seems to be nothing being done. And the worrying part of this is that the insurance, if you hit a cyclist, regardless of what the cyclist does or a pedestrian, they are compensated. So I think the same will happen here, because the mechanically propelled vehicle, the bigger one, will be more powerful. And in that case, the person does, you know, it's not an equal.
And are you hearing anecdotally, Patsy, like we are, that there's more, one, there's more and more scooters, and two, there's more and more issues?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Okay. I see it every day on the road.
Okay. Yeah. Good to meet you, Margaret, Patsy. Back tomorrow at 1:45.
Okay,
thanks. Fergus Sweeney, producer, Ray Darcy's next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.